Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I have recently, well, the last 2 months, I've been charged for $56.95, and I did not make any kind of agreement or sign up for any kind of club membership. And I would like to have this refunded immediately.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me, please?
Donald Henderson, and it's at 365 Farley Lane in Glendale, Kentucky.
Thank you, and I see that you entered the sweepstakes for the drill set back on May 8th, paying $7.95. Now, this could have came from you doing a survey for that drill.
Okay, if it was for a survey for $7.95, I still don't recall ever wanting to buy a drill for $7.95 because I've got drills that is probably way more better than the ones that you're trying to give me. And I don't recall it, and I never did sign up for no membership of any kind for $56.95.
Okay, so... Okay, so could you verify the email address for me?
Well, my email is fixitman40@gmail.com.
Okay, sir, so your email address, the phone number you called in on, your name and shipping address matches to this account. We do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall doing any surveys for a drill back on May 8th, paying $7.95.
No, I don't recall at all. I can go back and try to. I was trying to research it as I was waiting for you, but I still ain't found anything like that.
Okay,
and
so
that would
will
have been
be.
Would that have been a confirmation email that I did this?
Correct. Now, we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have did this, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
Well, I'm trying to look here back on May the 8th, you say?
Correct. Now, you could have did a survey for, like, any retail company.
Well, most time when I start doing if I do a survey, then it keeps wanting to go send me to somewhere else, and I'm not going to get, if it's something that I'm doing a survey for free, I would have done it, but I wouldn't have bought no drill for $7.95 because more likely it's going to be a piece of junk. And that's just the way I look at it, but.
And so would you like to move forward with the fraud investigation, sir?
Yes, I would. And I would like to get a refund because...
Okay, so I am issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it does come back as a true case of fraud, then you should see them within 3 to 5 business days. And I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
The cancellation number of the account?
That's C as in Charlie.
261-034-086.
Correct. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, but while I've got you on the phone, if you just wait, I'm trying to look back and see if I've got an email confirming that I agreed to this. But I wouldn't have bought in no membership of no $56.95 from the get-go. So
okay,
I know
sir,
where
you were
that.
Canceled and refunded.
Both $56.95?
Yes, sir. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, you should see them within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, what if you can't determine that it was a case of fraud? That's the question. Am I still going to be billed this money? You still going to keep this money? Even...
Already refunded.
It's
so you should see it within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Well, hold on just a second here. Let's see if you say it was May the 8th when I made this. And so when would I have got, have you got record of when I got a confirmation of this?
You should have received it the same day.
On May the 8th. Okay. Hold tight right there. I'm in May right now. And I'm not showing anything. I've got May the 6th and May the 9th. I have no information whatsoever on any kind of confirmation on this. That's the two dates that I'm showing on my computer, that where I was, where the messages that I have got, emails that I have got, but you understand, May the 6th and May the 9th. Are you still there?
I'm still here, sir.
I'm not. What would be the company that I would have done this with?
Consumer Gadgets. Now, the account was canceled and you were refunded, sir.
Okay, so in 3 to 5 days, it'll be on there.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call back if it doesn't happen.
And thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.